song has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney. They didn't have what it takes to be astronauts. They don't fit the foreign diplomat mold. Their computer science careers were cut short. And the banking world still blanches at the mere mention of their names. But when it comes to sports in central Nebraska, they know their stuff. And so without further ado, mostly because we're out of it, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation presents The Doug and Daddy Show.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to another edition of the Doug and Daddy Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us on the program today as we get ready for this Wednesday program. Big 12. We're down to three schools to preview. Nine down, three to go before we get to Dallas. Big 12 Conference preview today takes us to the defending Big 12 North champion, Missouri Tigers, Gabe DeArmon of PowerMizzou.com. Not very many people have Missouri picked higher than fifth, maybe a few fourths out there, but not a lot is expected out of Missouri. And, Tony, I believe last year during the season, as we got ready for bowl season, and then as they went overtime with Northwestern, I said this is the year that is going to determine whether Missouri can stay on top in the college football scene, if they can, I guess, put themselves as maybe even a national power, a perennial top 20 football team, because the team was not great or even good until the last couple years. They were good. They were just a little above 500, but with Chase Daniels and Kaufman and go on and on and on, you know, and all the great wide receivers and everything that they had, they came in. But the recruiting class, I mean, you always got to go back 4 or 5 years. These guys were sophomores, so they were still trying to recruit some players, and these are the kids that are going to be your juniors and seniors that came to a team that wasn't winning Big 12 North titles and wasn't winning 10 football games a year. Can Gary Pinkel and the guys coach these guys up? Because you know they've got some good freshmen coming along the way. So can they bridge that gap over the next 2 years?
Well, is Blaine Gabbert one of the answers? You know, many people in Nebraska recruiting circles thought he was going to be the answer for Nebraska. Now he opted to go with Missouri. Looks like he's going to have a step in at quarterback. You look at the losses that Missouri endured, though. Macklin, Kaufman, Chase Daniel. Ziggy Hood, a defensive tackle, first team All-Big 12 performer. Throw him in there. Who hurts them more? Which one of those players losing them hurts them more? Do you say Chase Daniel?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, Macklin was such a game changer, though. I mean, returning kicks and doing all that he could. And then Kaufman over the middle, no linebacker could run with him at his size. And I think he's going to be a terrific kid that plays on Sundays.
Here's what maybe tells you, Tony. You look at Phil Steele and how he ranks every group.
Phil's got them where? Missouri.
Getting to that. Quarterback, running back, wide receivers, defense, offensive line, special teams, coaches, all that kind of thing. Missouri is now 10th in the Big 12 in quarterbacks and 11th in wide receivers.
Boy, you take a step back, because you go back a year ago, they'd be in the top three?
He's got him fifth in the Big 12 North.
Athlon's got him third in the Big 12 North, and that's as high as anybody that I've ever saw. It was, of course, behind Nebraska and Kansas. But the crazy stat that I keep going back to, staring me in the face, is they won 22 games the past two seasons. Only USC and Oklahoma have won more games over that time. Missouri Tigers have won 22 games the last 2 years. What company are they in? Florida? Nope, didn't do it. Right, give a rundown who you want. Only USC and Oklahoma have won more.
And we give this program some credit. We saw it coming. When people thought Chase Daniel going into his sophomore year that they would be fifth of the Big 12 North, we said they'd be second. and competing for a title. And that's when they went right on, and Nebraska had their slide, and they had a great year, and they've had three great years in a row. And I guess I'm not totally buying that Missouri is going to be fifth. In fact, when we reveal our Big 12 rankings, I will not have Missouri fifth. I think it's Missouri, Colorado, and Kansas battling in that middle. Who's going to step up and challenge Nebraska, and who's going to be fourth or fifth in the conference? I think it's those three schools.
Like someone, you know, everybody wants to do is get out there. I love the rivalry game to start the season off with Illinois. They started doing that. I think it's great. It goes on in St. Louis. You got the Illini,
especially when you
win. Tigers. Well, especially when you win, but regardless, that should be Nebraska, Iowa to start the season every year. That's just what it should be. The proximity of the states says that's the game that it should be. Dr. Tom, please get Iowa on the schedule.
Why not Wyoming?
Exactly. Why not Wyoming? Because they're Wyoming. Period. You go to the Big Ten, you get that team, they're the neighbors, and then you have it out with them every year. And if the Big Ten comes around and becomes a power conference, which someday they will, it goes in cycles, and I have no doubt in my mind that that will happen someday, the Big Ten will be able to claim themselves as a football conference again. That will be a great game. Every year to start this. Not South Dakota State, not Wyoming. But then they go on with Bowling Green, Furman, at Nevada. And it's surprising that a team like Missouri, who once again, the last 2 years, 22 game winners, has to go at Nevada.
This is scheduled a long time ago. What's surprising about this is it's not a bye week before a Friday night game. Now, Furman, many people would think is a bye week, but they play Furman at home on a Saturday and then have to travel halfway across the country to play Nevada on a televised game on Friday night. And then they have a bye week.
Get ready for the Thursday night.
And originally, you know,
the big red.
Yeah, and then, of course, that was moved. Yes, exactly. That was moved. It was supposed to be Nebraska, then a bye week, then Oklahoma State. So that was all kind of moved around to help get that game scheduled.
This is a team, and obviously, I like a team that's surrounded itself with players that are proving themselves. Chase Daniel, Chase Kaufman, Macklin, those guys put themselves in an elite group of Missouri players at taking that program to a new level. Now, all these younger players fed off of that, learned from that. I want to see if they can continue it and carry it over.
We'll talk a lot more Missouri Tiger football with Gabe DeArmond of PowerMizzou.com coming up in the second half of the show. We are also going to be joined from the Golf Channel in Omaha, Jerry Foltz. He's been with the network for a long, long time. Of course, played somewhat on the smaller tours as well. And he is going to join us from the Cox Classic Nationwide Tour coming up this week. In fact, right now, let's give you a chance. We've got just a handful of tickets left to the Cox Classic. Get you in any day, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. So if you want to pick them up and head down tomorrow, or if you'd like us to mail them out to you, we'll do so. Derek's going to take the first couple of callers, 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. We'll give away two pair of tickets to the Cox Classic. These are for the clubhouse and get you wherever you need to go. Cox Classic, call now, 888-455-3776. We'll take a break, and when we come back, we'll talk with Jerry Foltz, Cox Classic, on the Doug and Daddy Show.
You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Let's open the mouth, let the words out.
Unfortunately, this happens altogether too often.
It's the one-of-a-kind summer sizzling sales event this Saturday and Sunday at Kearney Yamaha. Get hot deals like never before with prices so low they'll blow your socks off. Save up to $2,000 off new ATVs and motorcycles. That's $2,000 off, my friend. But you just don't save big on motorcycles and ATVs during the sizzling summer event. There are t-shirts for a buck, leathers as low as $10. You can also save up to 50% off on luggage. Wait, there's more big news. When you buy a new ATV or motorcycle this weekend, you get a chance to grab onto cold cash and keep it inside the cold cash cube. You'll be grabbing $1 bills, 5s, 10s, 20s, even $100 bills will be in there for your taking. That's the cold cash cube, and your only chance to get inside it is this weekend at the sizzling summer sales event at Kearney Yamaha. Open 10 to 5 on Saturday and noon to 5 on Sunday. Kearney Yamaha, just south of I-80.
If you've had the misfortune of never venturing inside the chicken coop, here's what you've been missing. The chicken coop is the perfect place to gather to watch sports because there are screens everywhere. And you can enjoy your favorite drinks, domestic beers, and microbrews. But the chicken coop is more than sports. It's also a family-friendly eatery that serves food like ribs, pizza, steaks, and wings. Speaking of wings, come in and try the two new flavors, jalapeno garlic and honey barbecue. Find out why so many people flock to the Chicken Coop, downtown Grand Island and downtown Kearney.
Sam takes pride in lowering his energy bills, regardless of what it takes to lower them.
Excuse me, sweetheart.
I was watching that.
But now, Trane can help fiscally minded people like Sam. Because upgrading your central air system to a high-efficiency Trane model can potentially save up to 59% on your energy bills.
Sorry, son.
Let's power back up, Sam. Then let's find you a Trane dealer.
Upgrade your current central air system with a high-efficiency Trane model at Videlke Heating and Air in Kearney.
It's hard to stop a Trane.
It's going to be a fun year.
I mean, I'm looking for big things out of our team this year.
Time to talk to a cool cat here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Quarterback Josh Freeman.
We'll be okay at the end.
100% grade A certified Big 12 football. And only Big 12 football is spoken at Media Days coming up from Dallas.
Ivan Mazel follows all of college football, not just the Big 12.
That's where Doug and Daddy are headed for 3 days of special two-hour shows. 11 to 1, Monday through Wednesday.
Pleased to be joined by the head coach to the Missouri Tigers, Gary Pinkel.
They're probably more determined as any group I've ever been around.
Next Monday through Wednesday on ESPN Radio 1460 and 1550 AM. Brought to you by Dynagrow Seed. Grow with Dynagrow.
The head Buffalo himself, Dan Hawkins.
I told him he might be an unbelievable quarterback and might be the worst quarterback in the Big 12. what I mean? He might have an unbelievable year, be the worst guy in the league.
Listen for Big 12 Media Days, 11 to 1 on the Doug and Daddy Show next week.
We'll see some sunshine develop today, along with a chance of a few showers and storms developing, mainly later today with high temperatures in the mid-80s. Winds will stay variable at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Then we'll drop off to 59 for a low tonight. I'm meteorologist Paul Frombly. Right now, 70.
Doug and Daddy Show. Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Of course, you can hear us anytime on the World Wide Web at ESPNSuperstation.com, ESPNSuperstation.com. And if you miss any of the program or our great interviews, check it out after the show on our podcast, brought to you by Cunningham's Journal and the Loft, and, of course, the beautiful Courtyard. No place better to be this time of year than enjoying the atmosphere at the Courtyard at Cunningham's. Well, Daddy, we've been giving away some tickets, and Derek, who's going to the Cox Classic?
I got a couple from Mike from Gibbon, and I think Mike said he was either from North Bend or North Loop, one of those. So a couple tickets for him too.
I'm gonna go. North Loop's closer,
yeah.
Right, Daddy? Right, but you never know. We got them shipped off to Mike and Mike there. Heading to the Cox Classic with tees off tomorrow, and Daddy, we had John Peterson on making it from the Nebraska PGA section. He tees off at 2:05. tomorrow, then he'll have the early time on Friday. And, of course, you can watch the Cox Classic on the Golf Channel. And we are pleased to be joined here this morning on the Doug and Daddy Show from Omaha, getting ready for the tournament, by Jerry Foltz of the Golf Channel. And, Jerry, welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show. Or not.
Well, looks like we're having some problems with Jerry here. Let's try that again.
Here he is. Jerry's online.
Okay. Good morning, Jerry. Welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show.
Thanks, Doug and Daddy. I like that.
Well, you know, we like the Golf Channel. How's it going?
Good. Very good. And thanks for ordering this this weather that proves that Mother Nature's a fan of the Cox Classic.
I think everybody's a fan of the Cox Classic from what I'm hearing.
Sounds like it. I love coming to Omaha because the town really does show up in droves for it.
Is that the one difference that you see on the Nationwide Classic that separates this event?
In terms of?
In terms of attendance and the party atmosphere that goes on with it?
You know, yeah, it definitely. It's not just the party atmosphere. It's the attendance, number one, and I think it has to do with how enthusiastic people in Omaha are for sports in general. The Cox Classic is really the one that set the bar in terms of showing the rest of the golf world that the Nationwide Tour could be successful at a PGA Tour by PGA Tour criteria in terms of people coming out to support the event. And a few other tournaments have tried to catch up and have gotten close, but this is still a granddaddy.
Jerry Foltz from the Golf Channel joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Jerry, it sounds like there's about a ton of people that have went to the Cox Classic for 8-10 years and probably still haven't seen one shot on the golf course.
Yeah, and that's not really a bad thing, is it? Kind of like the Phoenix Open on the PGA Tour.
There you go.
Yeah. But I tell you what, Sunday afternoon when the last putt drops, that 18th green setting is the best on the Nationwide Tour, and everybody's eyes are on that final putt. That makes it all the more rewarding for whoever wins here.
Jerry, the talent level year in, year out is just a tick away from the guys that play on the PGA Tour. Who are the players that you have an eye on this week that maybe have set themselves apart a little bit?
Oh, when you started talking talent level, I thought you were talking tent. But let's see. Well, Michael Sim, of course, who is the number one on the money list and has got two wins already, one win away, which has happened three times here, the three-win promotion to the PGA Tour. He's the standout class of all of it right now. He also played with Tiger Woods the final round of the U.S. Open. And he's former number one ranked amateur in the world. He's the guy to keep an eye on. He's really the guy who's when his name's on the leaderboard, all the rest of the guys kind of look at that and say, uh-oh. There's a young man out of Texas A&M named Martin Tiller who got off to a good start, who's really a breath of fresh air in terms of being very appreciative of everything that the game has given him so far. It's kind of a nice story, a kid who couldn't make his college team his senior year and goes out and is just a huge success on the Nationwide Tour in no time. And then there's a number of guys. Steve Friesen from University of Nebraska. He's not all that young anymore, but he is relatively new out here, and he showed a lot of talent early in the year. We're all waiting for him to get back on track.
Jerry, we've talked about this, I guess, over the last couple of weeks as we've been previewing the Cox Classic, that outside of maybe the top 5 or 10 golfers in the world, there's a couple hundred or more that can do that. And you were a grinder in your day, and last week you were up at U.S. Bank covering the PGA Tour. What do you see as the main difference between the guys that can keep it on the big stage and the guys that bounce back and forth between the two tours?
Just belief. It has nothing to do with talent. It really has very little, if anything, to do with talent. I think Tom Watson proved to the entire universe last week that it has very little to do with talent when it comes to winning and contending in golf tournaments. He's 59 years old and isn't, you know, as good as he still hits it. It's a world apart from a kid who's 22 who bombs it and has all the what appears to be physical tools. It's believing in yourself. It's confidence. It's knowing the art of the game and not the science of the swing. And that's part that is somewhat lost on the younger generation, and it's not till some of them get a little older that they really appreciate that.
So, Jerry, what part of you said, damn this game, give me the Golf Channel? What happened there? Why did you give it up and go to the Golf Channel and choose that route?
Well, nobody becomes a commentator on purpose. It takes you as opposed to you taking it. I wasn't good enough, and that was a hard realization to come to, and it came at the right time when the Golf Channel was being formed because I couldn't possibly get the job I have now if I were to quit golf today. And the fact is, I enjoyed it too much. I didn't like paying the price. I liked the tents and the being in town and feeling like a celebrity for the week, and that doesn't bode well with early tee times and trying to make a living.
Well, of course, when you look at your bio and it says born in Las Vegas, that might have been bred into you a little bit.
Yeah, there might be something about that.
Well, Jerry Foltz joins us here from the Golf Channel on the Doug and Daddy Show. Activities going on all week, Pro-Am going on today, and then things get underway tomorrow. As you prep for this tournament, is there a constant as far as what it takes to win in Omaha?
Lots of birdies. Omaha is known, and I think the fans love it, is known for being a course where the guys take it really low. No matter how high they grow the rough, it seems like the guys can tear this place apart if the weather permits. And a lot of that has to do with the fact that they really can't get the greens as firm as they would like them this time of year because you do get some pretty good heat in the summer. And to keep the kind of putting surfaces the members like, you can't get them as firm as I know everybody would like them to keep the scores from getting low. But the one constant is this course favors the long hitters. You have two drivable par fours. All the par fives are reachable. But when they get to the greens, they really have to pay attention because there's a lot of undulation. So who's ever hitting it long and straight, which is always an advantage, but really shines here. I don't think we've ever had a short hitter win here.
Jerry, what's the length of the golf course this week?
Good question. I'm guessing 7,200 yards, 71 something.
So you got 7,200 yards, but you've got two drivable par fours, and you can reach all the the other holes. I mean, the par threes are brutal.
Yeah, the par threes are. They are extremely difficult. Number eight's probably the only one that you don't stand up on the tee hoping you don't make bogey. That par's a good score. The other three, bogey is very common, and then when you look at number, 12, there's doubles and others there every day. It seems like every group somebody makes something bigger than a bogey. So, yeah, the par threes are brutal. And if you get through around those at even par, if you happen to get lucky enough to play them under par, then there's no way you're shooting over 70.
Jerry Foltz joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show from the Golf Channel. Cox Classic tees off tomorrow. Going back to the guys that get into the tournament, there was a ton, and there always is a ton on Monday, trying to get in. A name that's familiar to Nebraska fans is Scott Gucheski, and if memory serves me right, he got into the Cox Classic a few years back on a sponsor's exemption, was able to use that with a high enough finish to go to, was it Wichita or something like that the next week, and built that up, now has some time on the PGA Tour. But realistically, Jerry, how many times do you see a guy get in on an exemption, or three or four guys that are on the Nebraska PGA section get in on an exemption this week that actually do something in the tournament?
Well, we usually have at least one or two guys each week who finish in the top 25, and that's what it takes to go on to the next week, guys who are non-members. When Scott did it a few years back, you're right, he played here on a sponsor exemption. He topped 25. He did the same thing in Wichita. He did it, I think, five straight weeks and ultimately won, I think, the sixth tournament he played that year out in California at Fort Ord near Pebble Beach. And he was just so much better than so many guys who you see doing that. We expected huge things out of him. Not that he's disappointed. His career certainly hasn't been a disappointment, but he hasn't lived up to the level of expectations that I think a lot of us placed on him, but nobody really ever does. There'll be three or four guys this week who top 25 and go on the next week. If they do it again, they'll top. It was, I think, 4 years ago, nine of our 20, I think we had 22 graduates that year, nine of our 22 graduates started the year with no status, so it's certainly possible.
Jerry, I'm getting to cover all these guys out there. Do you have a favorite, or maybe even on the PGA Tour, that you cheer for, maybe that other people don't notice out there?
Yeah, well, I think we all cheer for our friends, and I, you know, the guys who I like to hang out with, and who don't mind going to dinner the night before a practice round and not being in bed by eight. Those are my friends. Those are the guys I hang out with. I think, God, I don't know. It's kind of tough to say. Ryan Palmer, who's played here in the past and has won twice on the PGA Tour, is one of the guys whose name I look for each and every week. David Duval has also become a very good friend through the years, and those guys who, when you go on to PGAtour.com or golfchannel.com and you're looking at scores, those are two where I type in the search for every week. And there's, you know, there's a whole host of those. Trip Eisenhower is one of my best friends in the world who's playing here this week. And his name I usually don't have to type in to find, because as of late he's been pretty much near the bottom. So I give him a lot of grief about that. But
I'm sure he appreciates you saying that.
Jerry Foltz, before just another minute here on the Doug and Daddy Show, as they get ready for the Cox Classic. Always a fun time there in Omaha, and it looks like another great weekend is in store weather-wise, fan-wise. And you touched a little bit about how some of the other tournaments are taking something from Omaha. Is Omaha taking anything from other tournaments, kind of vice versa there?
Not really. The format is set, so they can't really change up the eligibility criteria, which a few other tournaments have done. Next week, they invite all of the first-team All-Americas from college to play at the Nationwide Children's Hospital Invitational in Columbus. A few others have molded their event or joined their event with a Nationwide Tour event. When we used to play in Canada, it was the Canadian PGA Championship. When we play down in New Zealand, it's the New Zealand PGA Championship. So the fields are intermingled, and if there were a way for Omaha to perhaps get a little more local interest in it, but right now they get a lot, and I don't think Omaha has really anything to learn. But you know what's always set this tournament apart, regardless of who the tournament director has been, started with Mike West and then Jamie Ault. They always go out to the other tournaments. They're always looking to make their event better, and that, you know, that kind of commitment in any form of business, if you're running a golf tournament or running a company or in any way, has, I think, paid huge dividends through the years.
Jerry, last question. We'll let you get out of here. It's not always been necessarily called the Nationwide Tour. It's had different sponsors. But over the years, who in your mind do you think is the best player that ever played on the Nationwide Tour?
Well, he's struggling. Only his third year on tour. But Jason Day is the guy who I would put right. I think the best player to ever come through the Nationwide Tour. I said that when he was playing out here. He's only 21 now, the young Australian kid who had a chance to win earlier this year in Puerto Rico. But I honestly feel he's, next to myself, of course, the best player to come through the Nationwide Tour.
Well, we'll see if anybody can throw down another 59 or get an ace on the par 4 ninth. Jerry, we appreciate you joining us on the Doug and Daddy Show, and enjoy your stay in Omaha.
Thanks a lot, guys. I appreciate it.
Hey, Jerry, we appreciate getting your phone number. Now we stock you.
Oh, anytime. Anytime.
Jerry, enjoy. Have fun at the tent.
All right, take care.
Jerry Foltz from the Golf Channel joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. The Cox Classic tees it up tomorrow, runs through Sunday. And as we go into another break, let's give you another chance. I think we do have a couple pair left, Derek, of Cox Classic tickets. You and a buddy, a friend, the husband, the wife, the kid, whoever
wants
to go.
Girlfriend. Leave the wife at home.
Well, take a whole bunch of people. We're going to give you a chance now. 1-888-455-ESPN. If you haven't won tickets to the Cox Classic yet this week, here's your chance. 888-455-3776. Give us a buzz. We'll give you a pair of tickets, and we'll be back right after this.
I'm sorry. We have to stop, man. No disrespect.
Time to take a commercial break.
Stop talking.
Even in the Depression, the entertainment industry thrives.
Hi, it's Colin Cowherd, host of The Herd. Everybody knows going to the post office is a hassle. Fighting traffic, finding parking, waiting in line, brutal. Waste of time. I've got a solution, Stamps.com. With Stamps.com, you can print real U.S. postage using your own computer and printer. No hardware to buy, nothing to rent. You can print postage for all your letters and packages right from your desk. It's like having a post office in your home or office. I've been recommending Stamps.com to everybody I know. Right now, Stamps.com has a special offer, no risk trial, plus a $100 bonus offer, including $45 in free postage. That's more free postage if you use my name, Colin. Try Stamps.com today for a no risk trial, $100 bonus offer. Go to Stamps.com before you do anything else. Click on the radio microphone top of the homepage. Type in my name, Colin. Stamps.com, and be sure to use my name, Colin.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Need health coverage? Now you can get the best of both. Personal service from your local Farm Bureau agent and a health plan from a company you know and trust, Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska. Call today and find out about the great rates and great coverage available through your Farm Bureau agent. Among the many benefits, Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska members enjoy fast and accurate processing of their claims. Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers are proud to serve the Kearney area. Call them today at 234-4922. That's 308-234-4922 to learn more about affordable health plans for you, your family, or your business. Farm Bureau agents are independent and authorized insurance producers of Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association.
We'll see some sunshine develop today, along with a chance of a few showers and storms developing, mainly later today, with high temperatures in the mid-80s. Winds will stay variable at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Then we'll drop off to 59 for a low tonight. I'm meteorologist Paul Frombley. Right now, 70.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. I think it's a good day to go to the Chicken Coop for lunch, downtown Kearney or Grand Island, where they've got lunch specials every day and great food and drink specials every night. They're open 7 days a week, and you can catch all your favorite sports on TV at the Chicken Coop because there's not a bad seat in the house with their HD. Getting ready for football, but right now, every Major League Baseball game there for you. If it's not on, just tell them, and they'll get it on for you. They've got all the games all season long. Plus, of course, you've got golf. You're going to want to watch Nationwide, PGA, with baseball going on. So much more going on as we get ready to keep a preview on what is rolling. The Chicken Coop is the place to go. And if you don't even care what's on TV, well, then you care about the great food. They've got great hamburgers, chicken, bone-in, boneless, 12-plus wing favors. And, of course, you can also get that on their new taste sensation, the Chislicks. They're melt-in-your-mouth tender sirloin tips seared in your favorite wing sauce. You can add your favorite side dish, and these tasty steak tips will be an experience that you'll think about all day long. Just $6.99. What? Can you even find lunch for that anymore?
Well, that's like, you even get some money back after playing Keno when you pick the right number.
Duh. Of course, you got pizza. If you're a little more on the light side, they've got great salads for you. If you want a big steak, they got that for you. Maybe a little pasta, maybe a little fish on the menu as well. So some food there for you, and you can't beat it. They're in, they're out. They'll take care of you. They always do at the Chicken Coop, downtown Kearney and Grand Island.
12 days. 12 schools, one child, and two guys.
Certainly take their football seriously, don't they?
It's the Big 12 preview on the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Well, from the Rivals Network, Gabe DeArmond joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Gabe, welcome back to the program.
Thanks, guys. How you doing?
Well, we're doing good. Are you ready for football?
I'm getting there, yeah. Trying to charge back up here from the slow time.
Well, Gabe, kind of the way we've been talking with everybody here is whether you have to go cover Iowa State or whether you cover Oklahoma, you probably got a pretty good gut feeling about what's going to be coming up over the next 4 months. So as you get ready to cover Missouri for the upcoming season, how are you feeling about what the Tigers have coming?
Actually, I'd say that's not at all the case at Missouri. I have no idea. I mean, they're replacing 14 starters if you include the place kicker from a year ago. And, you know, the best analogy I can come up with is this is a lot like before the 2006 season when Brad Smith had graduated and many people, myself included, were saying, well, I don't know. If you couldn't win it with that guy, I don't know how you're going to win it and replacing him. And, of course, then Chase Daniel went out through for 3,000 yards. Missouri went 8-5 in 2006, then went on to win the Big 12 North the next two seasons. You know, I understand why people are looking at Missouri somewhat skeptically and saying, boy, they got to replace all this, and there's no doubt they do have to replace all that. But that being said, I think you can't automatically assume that all the replacements, you know, are a huge step backwards. Now, am I saying Blaine Gabbert's going to come in and do what Chase Daniel did either last year or even as a sophomore? You know, I don't know that, but their defense can't be a whole lot worse than it was last year. You know, they do have some returning experience at wide receiver in Denario Alexander and Jared Perry. Had guys like Andrew Jones and Dan Hoke who played some last year who are going to start this year. So, you know, I really don't know. My baseline expectation is I've been telling people, hey, what you should expect is 7-5. Better than that, and Missouri probably exceeded expectations a little bit. Worse than that, that probably means they lost a game they shouldn't lose, and it's going to be a little bit of a disappointment.
Gabe DeArmond from PowerMizzou.com joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Gabe, okay, Chase Daniel, Macklin, Kaufman, all those skill position people are gone. You say Gabbert at quarterback, he looks to be the man there. At the other skill position, who replaces Macklin and Chase Kaufman?
Well, Andrew Jones is going to step in at tight end. He played in every game last year. He actually started a couple games when Kaufman was hurt. I think he caught 20 passes. He's not athletically what Kaufman and Rucker have been the last few years. I mean, he's a good player. I think he's maybe a better blocker at this stage in his career than those two guys were. Might do a little bit more of that this year. But he's not Chase Kaufman. You know, I've never seen a college football player, frankly, with better hands than Chase Kaufman. So to say he's just going to step in and do those things would be a little ridiculous. At receiver, you know, Jared Perry has caught somewhere between 30 and 50 passes every year as a Tiger. I think he was a little down as a sophomore but did well as a freshman and as a junior. Denario Alexander is really, to me, the wild card for this team. I mean, 2 years ago in fall camp, he was the best player on the team. He's 6'5", you know, 220. He's got a huge vertical leap. Some people have said 45 inches. I don't think that's humanly possible, but whatever. you know, he's got NFL receiver written all over him. The problem is he hasn't been able to stay on the field the last 2 years. If he is healthy, he has a chance not to be probably what Dez Bryant or Desmond Briscoe are, but maybe just a notch below that as like a second-team All-Big 12 type receiver. But he's got to stay on the field to do that. So, like you said, a lot of guys to fill in and, you know, add to Kaufman and Macklin. They lost Tommy Saunders, too, so they lose their top three receivers from a year ago, and that's definitely the biggest question mark on how they fill those voids.
Gabe DeArmond, the publisher of PowerMizzou.com, joining us on the Doug and Daddy Show as our Big 12 preview continues with the Missouri Tigers. Always want to look at that schedule. Non-conference has a couple of interesting games, but, boy, That Thursday night game with Nebraska, which is obviously going to be interesting, but you start with Nebraska, Oklahoma State, and Texas. And if some way you can get through that, then I like the final five games with Colorado and Baylor and K-State, Iowa State, Kansas, all potential wins if this team is better than people think. But can they get through that first three-game gauntlet?
Yeah, and guys, really, I did a kind of a breakdown of the schedules of all the North teams last week, and I identified kind of the key game. The key game on the schedule for Missouri is going to be that Nebraska game that opens the Big 12 season. If you guys can hang on 1 second, sorry.
Dave's got some things going on joining us from PowerMissouri.com.
No problem. That Nebraska game is the key game on the schedule. There's no doubt in the world. One of those teams, honestly, if Missouri loses that game, they might be out of the Big 12 North race after week one, because you've got to look at Texas and Oklahoma State as probable losses. I mean, you can't come out of those first three games 0-3 and hope to just turn it around and win tiebreakers. They've got to win that Nebraska game. For Nebraska, I don't think it's as important to win that game, but to me, the North comes down to one real simple thing. Nebraska, Kansas, Missouri. Which one goes 2-0 against the others? That team is going to have a huge leg up in winning that Big 12 North.
Gabe, everybody wants to know about Blaine Gabbert. How good is he in your mind?
Well, he's I mean, you look at him, and he's an NFL quarterback. Just physically, he's got a cannon. He can make throws that I've never seen a quarterback in Missouri be able to make simply because of his arm strength. What we don't know is how does he respond on Saturday. You know, I thought he had as good a spring as anybody could expect, but spring's not, you know, September 4th against Illinois. You know, he starts with a big test, with the Big Ten defense, nationally televised game right out of the gates. He's got all the tools to do it, but, you know, he's kind of the anti-Chase Daniel. Chase Daniel had none of the tools, but he just got the job done. Blaine Gabbert has all the tools, but honestly, you know, his high school team wasn't great. He didn't put up eye-popping numbers, so we've really got to see. I mean, it's the number one question mark, and it's obviously the reason that people aren't sure what to think about Missouri this year.
Is Chase still hanging around an NFL team?
Yeah, he's with the Redskins. He goes back to camp next week. Basically, you know, they've got Todd Collins, Chase Daniel, and Colt Brennan there, and they're going to keep two of them. What it really comes down to, I think he needs Colt Brennan to beat out Todd Collins for that number two spot, because I don't think you're keeping a 38-year-old guy as your number three quarterback.
Gabe, just touching back a little bit about the quarterback, the offensive line, as we touched on a little bit, looks like they can be the strength. The running game doesn't look like it's going to be that bad. Will we see this team run the ball a lot more than we did the last few years?
Oh, I think there's no doubt about it. And honestly, to say the running game won't be that bad, I think is understating it. I think Derek Washington has a potential. You know, Kendall Hunter's the best back in the Big 12. Oklahoma's got a couple horses and Murray, and they'll have a good running game. But, you know, Washington and Roy Helu at Nebraska are the two guys that they'll be battling. One of those two is going to be the top rusher in the Big 12 North. Missouri brings back four guys who started multiple games on the line. Dan Hoke, who the coaches absolutely love, steps in at right tackle for Colin Brown. It should be, I think, the best line Pinkel has had at Missouri. And there's no doubt they're going to lean much more on the running game. I think it'll be Derek Washington that kind of carries this offense. And they'll ask Blaine Gabbert not necessarily to go out and win a whole bunch of games, but just make sure he doesn't lose any.
Gabe, who replaces a kicker?
Huge question. You know, I mean, guys, the last 3 years, I haven't even watched extra points because you knew they were going in. That wasn't the case before Jeff Wolfert was here. I actually just have a story going up this afternoon that the top five reasons the experts might be right about Missouri, and one of them is will special teams cost Missouri a game this year? They haven't the last few years. They've been a strength. They had, not only did you have Jeff Wolfert kicking, but yet, in my opinion, the best return man in college football and Jeremy Maclin. Those are two huge holes that people probably won't focus on as much. But, you know, when you line up for that game-winning 30-yard field goal in the past, it was it. There was really no question about it. Now, you know, I think there's some doubt. Tanner Mills is a kid from Columbia Rockbridge. He walked on here a couple years ago, and he's the leader, I guess, entering fall camp to replace Wolfert. But we'll just have to wait and see on that.
Gabe DeArmond joins us for just another minute here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Gabe, for the kids that are coming back, have you been able to sense that there is a bad taste with the way the season ended last year?
I don't think it's a bad taste with the way the season ended so much as what they're hearing about what people think of them. I mean, they've got, you know, Phil Steele picked them to finish the North, they've got that taped up in their locker room, so they see it every day. I talked to some of the kids, Weatherspoon and Derek Washington, a couple weeks ago, and frankly, the best way I can describe it, this team seems kind of pissed off. You know, they think the last 2 years ought to be worth something. I think a little disgusted that everybody's handing the North to Kansas, saying Nebraska will be the major competition, and just kind of assuming Missouri is going to slide back to what they were 10 years ago or 15 years ago. And you know, it's, hey, you get motivation from where you can get it. And those experts might end up being proven right. But Missouri is certainly going to use that as a chip on their shoulder all season long.
Have you been able to get a read on what Coach Pinkel thinks of his team?
I haven't talked to Gary Pinkel in 2 or 3 months, honestly. Coming out of spring ball, I think it was, you know, they're excited about the potential. They feel like athletically, potential-wise, they've got as good a team as they've ever had. What he constantly said was, you know what, 4 years ago, nobody knew who Jeremy Maclin and Chase Kaufman and Chase Daniel were. So, kind of like I was saying earlier, you can't automatically just assume that Blaine Gabbert, Derek Washington, Jared Perry, guys like this, aren't going to be as good. It's obviously a big hill to climb to be that good, but they feel good about the pieces they've got in place, but none of them have ever proven it on Saturday.
Gabe, last question before we let you get out of here. Who's playing the first week in December in the Big 12 championship game and your offensive and defensive players of the year in the Big 12?
Well, if I've got to pick the title game right now, I go Kansas and Texas. I think they're the two best teams. Kansas has a really tough schedule, but they bring back the quarterback. I think they're the best team in the North. That said, because of their schedule, I've got the Missouri-Nebraska winner second in the North with certainly playing in November with the chance to win that thing. And we'll see. I think those two teams are very, very similar. If the game was in Lincoln, I'd pick Nebraska. Because the game's in Missouri, I give Missouri an edge right now, but that's obviously without seeing anything that happens in fall camp, seeing any of the new kids coming on. Offensive player of the year, you know, it's obviously a quarterback. You got the top two guys in the Heisman coming back. You got Reesing, you got Zach Robinson, you got Robert Griffin.
Exactly.
I think it's going to end up being Colt McCoy. Defensive player of the year, I think it's going to be between Sue in Nebraska and Sean Weatherspoon in Missouri.
Sue and Weatherspoon. There's a new name to the list.
All right. Well, we look forward to seeing you in Dallas, Gabe. Congratulations on the great coverage there with PowerMizzou.com and all the great work you're doing with the Missouri Tigers. And I just know that the fans in Nebraska are ready for a new team atop the North.
Yeah, well, I know based on the emails I've gotten, everybody up in your fine state really, really likes me.
You don't think Zach Lee's very good, huh?
I didn't say he wasn't good. I said he hasn't proven anything, which is the same thing I said about Blaine Gabbert.
Gabe, we love you, buddy. Thanks for giving us some time on the Doug and Daddy show.
Always glad to be on in the land of objectivity up there.
Take care, Gabe.
See you guys.
Gabe DeArmond from PowerMizzou.com. See, it's like hating Miami. It's like hating USC.
Colorado.
It's everybody. You know, we were on top, and all Big 8 schools – want the crack, and a few of them have now taken care of it. Kansas, Colorado, Kansas State, Missouri, Kansas, they've all done it. Only Iowa State's really about the only team that hasn't been able to finish it out here since the merger to the Big 12. Gabe DeArmond joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show.
That's the first Texas-Kansas matchup, by the way, out there. We had Scott Wright from the Daily Oklahoma with Texas and Nebraska, and Chris Level with Texas and Nebraska. But the first Texas-Kansas matchup. And then,
well, Friday on the show, Daddy and I will make our predictions, and then, of course, we will change them before kickoff.
Yes.
Because, as we always say, as we'll be at Big 12 Media Days next Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday for special extended programs from 11 to 1, including talking to Nebraska players on Monday's show in the last hour, we see so much that you just go, wow, this is how we felt, and now we're really feeling good about it, or this is not what I saw coming. A lot of vibes that come out of, we talked about it a little bit yesterday, a lot of the vibes that come out of Big 12 Media Days are right on. I mean, at least from what we've seen and what a lot of the folks that we hang around with and have on the show talk to you about are right on.
Dem Popper inbox, already some people firing in. No name on this one, but says Blaine Gabbert will be like Josh Freeman, a new whipping boy for Pelini's defense. Well, hopefully that'll be the case. And Fast Willie chimes in and says, Power Mizzou needs to start drug testing. So maybe not a fan of Gabe DeArmond in there, but a couple emails about the Missouri Tigers right after Gabe DeArmond.
Tomorrow, Chip Brown talks Texas football. I am really looking forward to this because I'm going to tell you right now, I have my picks for who for Friday's show. But Chip can either change that or solidify a pick tomorrow with what he tells us about the University of Texas and Mack Brown and Colt McCoy coming back trying to win a national championship. Remember, that's what Matt Leinart wanted to do at USC. We will find out if that is the case and what he can get done. And then Friday on the Doug and Daddy Show, the 12th and final team, Nebraska. We will be talking with Mitch Sherman of the Omaha World Herald, Steve Sipple of Lincoln Journal Star, Sean Callahan from HuskersIllustrated.com. We will talk Husker football basically the entire hour, and for a half hour we will have all three of those on with our roundtable discussion, plus our selections for the Big 12 championship game, all coming up on Friday. Right now, though, we're going to take a break, and when we come back, more sports after this.
And now, here's another in our series of things that happened during the Doug and Daddy Show commercial breaks that you can be glad you didn't hear.
Well, stop licking yourself. That's disgusting.
Makes you look forward to the breaks, doesn't it?
Welcome to Progressive.com, the motorcycle insurance utopia. Nice bike.
Thanks. I need a few things before I hit the road.
Well, you can insure your motorcycle for as low as $100 a year and get things like 24/7 roadside assistance for only $1 a month.
Cool.
So where are you going? Some sort of rally?
Nah. Accountants convention. I'm a CPA.
For the number one in motorcycle insurance, call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE or go to Progressive.com today.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio.
It's time for you and your family to get out there and enjoy the sports you love even more. And BP Gasoline with Invigorate is going to make it possible with a grand prize of $2,000.
Visit ESPNRadio.com to vote for the MLB Player of the Week. Then check out the Upgrade Your Sports Life sweepstakes fueled by BP Gasoline with Invigorate.
Have you ever wanted to take the family to an away game with your favorite team? Support your high school's cheerleading squad? Go to a sports camp? Outfit your kid's little league team? Well, one lucky grand prize winner will have the chance to make that dream come true. Thanks to BP Gasoline with Invigorate. Help cars run younger for longer.
It's the one-of-a-kind summer sizzling sales event this Saturday and Sunday at Kearney Yamaha. Get hot deals like never before with prices so low they'll blow your socks off. Save up to $2,000 off new ATVs and motorcycles. That's $2,000 off, my friend. But you just don't save big on motorcycles and ATVs during the sizzling summer event. There are t-shirts for a buck, leathers as low as $10. You can also save up to 50% off on luggage. Wait, there's more big news. When you buy a new ATV or motorcycle this weekend, you get a chance to grab onto Cold Cash and keep it inside the Cold Cash Cube. You'll be grabbing $1 bills, 5s, 10s, 20s, even $100 bills will be in there for your taking. That's the Cold Cash Cube, and your only chance to get inside it is this weekend at the sizzling summer sales event at Kearney Yamaha. Open 10 to 5 on Saturday and noon to 5 on Sunday. Kearney Yamaha, just south of I-80.
ESPN Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather. Brought to you by Molly's Motorworks on 25th Street in Kearney. For a square deal and a fair shake.
If you were out for a Sunday drive with the family 20 years ago in Kearney, there'd be a lot of places that you wouldn't even recognize. Well, excepting for that one place over on East 25th, Molly's Motorworks. Molly's been right there doing what she does best since 1987. A lot has changed since then, so it's a good thing to know that when you're in the market for a quality used car or truck, you can still get a square deal and a fair shake from Molly. Good to know.
We'll see some sunshine develop today, along with a chance of a few showers and storms developing, mainly later today, with high temperatures in the mid-80s. Winds will stay variable at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Then we'll drop off to 59 for a low tonight. I'm meteorologist Paul Frombley. Right now, 70.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Well, volleyball camp starting up, and Misco Sports going to help you get ready for them. Shoes, shorts, knee pads. How about Adidas, Mizuno, Asics, Nike? They're all there for you. And new styles of back-to-school shoes are coming in daily, which means more shoes going on to the half-off table all the time. So whether you just need a pair of shoes to walk around or lounge around in, or you need something that's going to work this sporting activity in this school year, Misco Sports is the place to be. See them before the games begin as Misco Sports located downtown on the Bricks. And of course, if you're rolling into town for the Nebraska Top 10 Volleyball Tournament this weekend and need some gear, Misco Sports, duh, home of champions. Misco Sports on the Bricks in the downtown Kearney Center.
We're going back to the Dem Popper inbox, Doug. This regarding the Shrine Bowl. I want to thank all the players and coaches that are involved with the game. I love sports and was a patient at the Shriners Hospital in Minnesota dating back to 1995. While I was there, players came to visit, and one player that stuck out was Eric Rogers from Ord. Thanks for that email, Eric.
There you go. Thanks, Eric. Eric Rogers was a cool cat. Good kid. Good kid. Yeah, coming up on the show tomorrow, we continue our Shrine Bowl coverage. We will be talking with Mark Bramer, head coach from Pierce. He is the head coach of the North. Yesterday, we had Jeff Gross and McCook on. Again, if you want to catch that interview, missed it yesterday, just go to the website, to the Doug and Daddy podcast at ESPNSuperstation.com. Stage 17 of the Tour de France is over. And I like seeing Lance Armstrong, and that's the story and all that, blah, blah, blah. I don't follow cycling, but the Tour de France is going on. I follow it a little bit. He comes out this morning or overnight, daytime France time, says, I am fully in support now of my teammate Alberto Contador and his win. He has been second, so maybe Lance, the best cyclist in the world, would have a chance. But that, I guess that's just not the way we do it. The best rider doesn't win, I guess. So what happens today? They have a 105-mile ride in the Alps. Who's the best mountain rider ever? Lance. What does he do? Falls from second to fourth.
He's always pulled away in the mountains.
Yeah, you think that's not intentional. You can just... It's fixed. That's worse than if he had... all the doping charges. Why don't you look into fixing the race? Give me a break. Yeah, let's just fall out of contention so that they quit asking me if I'm going to go chase down Cotton. That rubs me the wrong way right there. Something else that rubs me the wrong way, the Royals. That's all we're talking about them today. Another thing that rubs me the wrong way, the Yankees are now in first place in the American League East. Thunder Collins, as if he wasn't in enough trouble, they want to charge him with more. He is just going to get raked over the coals. I mean, he's facing first-degree murder, attempted second-degree murder charges from a supposed bad drug deal last September in Omaha, left one gentleman dead. A couple of guys we've had on the program, Brandon Crick of McCook and John Hurley of O'Neill, they share the first-round lead, and they're underway in the second round at the Nebraska Amateur. Just go out, throw a little 5-under-67. But, tied for third, how about little Alex Farrell, Kearney, along with Andrew Storm of Omaha?
Yeah, I got a chance to actually speak with Alex this morning, Doug, after your sports cast. I didn't realize that until this morning that he was able to do that. Said, yeah, he played pretty well. Couldn't have played much better, actually. Hope to continue it today. So I said, go get him. I said, go get him, AK-47. That's all I could say to him.
Well, this is kind of weird. At the top, McCook, O'Neill, Kearney.
Then it's Omaha, 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 Lincoln, Omaha, Omaha, Lincoln. And Superior. Who's our friend from Superior? Ryan Butler from Superior. Omaha, Omaha, Lincoln, Fremont, Omaha, Omaha, Scotts Bluff. Eric, I'm going to let you say Eric's last name from Scotts Bluff, Doug.
Oh, yeah. Krasnowski.
Okay.
Not a good start for Mr. Farrell today. 4-over on the front nine. Or the back nine. I think he started on the 10th tee. The leaders have yet to tee off at this... At this hour, so Brandon Crick and John Hurley, both at 5-under. Legion Baseball underway. We go to the Class B and C seniors. B5 at Central City. Aurora and O'Neill, first game today at 11:45. Ord plays Stanton. Wayne plays Valentine. Pierce plays Central City. At McCook, the B6 gets underway at 2:30. Minden plays Hirschland. Cozad and Lexington at 5. Broken Bow and McCook at 7:30. Holdridge gets a first round bye. The C5 over at Dakin. Hebron and Sutton will play at 3. Harvard Giltner takes on Davenport Edgar at 5:30. And Lawrence Nelson plays Exeter Milligan at 8. Dakin Meridian gets the bye. And the C6 at St. Paul. Already underway, Shelton Gibbon playing Twin Plains at 2. DCB plays Fullerton at 5. Taylor Burwell Sargent plays Palmer Wabak Greeley. And at 8, Ravenna plays St. Paul. And finally, the C7 at Loop City. Campbell and Elwood Eustace will play at 6. Loup City and Hildreth at 8. Overton is able to pick up the bye in the first round there. So that's a look at what happened today on the Doug and Danny Show. We're glad you joined us on the program today, and we want to thank our guests from the Golf Channel in Omaha for the Cox Classic. Jerry Foltz joins us on the program today to break things down, and our Big 12 football preview continued as we looked at the defending champions of the Big 12 North, the Missouri Tigers, with Gabe DeArmond, the publisher of PowerMizzou.com from the Rivals Network, who really wanted to pick Missouri to be in the Big 12 championship game again, didn't he?
I think he really believes that. There's nothing wrong with Homer, and that's fine.
Tomorrow on the program, it's Texas. Chip Brown from the Rivals Network will join us on the program. Also, the head coach of the North Shrine team from Pierce, Mark Bramer, and Joe DeMeo with FantasyPlayersEdge.com on the program tomorrow.
Hey, we look forward to seeing you 23 hours from now. Doug and Daddy's show, Southern Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, 1460 in Kearney, 1550 to our friends in Hastings.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.